For sure, yeah. I would definitely give it a shot. Yeah, when it's 13 and warmer out here, I don't know if you know where Stony Creek is. On the weekends, it's called Lark in the Park. So if you could get your parents to bring you to one of them, make sure I'm coming. I'll have my satellite in it, antenna and stuff, and you can make some contacts as long as it's a time where the space station is actually going over in the daylight. Because I don't know how much you follow it, but it kind of goes in a cycle where it'll start coming over us at like 7 in the morning, and it'll end about 5, and then the next day it'll be 8 in the morning and end at 6, and it just does a cycle, and it gets to a point where it's almost only going over us during the nighttime, and then it cycles back to going over during the day. So, but yeah, if you're interested in that, I know I try to make it to some of them larks at least, if not, I don't know, I might make all of them this year. But yeah, that's something if you want to see how it actually works and the aerial antenna and all that, then keep an eye out for that. I think you're in one of the Discord groups, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm in the Flying Beers Discord server. I've been to Sunny Creek before on a school field trip. Not that, it's like a 30-minute drive away from me, or maybe an hour. I'll see if I could go to that. I do follow the space station. I still do do it a lot. It's just I don't make any contacts on it because I don't have a Yagi, so my chances of getting a contact is pretty low. I only got one, like what I said.